You're listening to The Point. Traumatic events can physically change the brain. For people who suffer from post-traumatic stress, those changes are significant. But therapies that focus on the mind-body connection can help survivors reverse some of those changes. From Barnstable, Lee Romney brings us the story of one woman who is working on that every day. Be aware, this piece deals with the aftermath of childhood sexual trauma, and while it is not explicit in nature, it may not be appropriate for all listeners.
I've had some tightness in my chest. My stomach keeps flipping and flopping.
Jenny Wiley wants nothing more than to be fully present, to be in the here and now. Sometimes that's nearly impossible. Take May 1st.
I don't like when I feel like I can't focus on things because every little noise and every little creak makes it seem like something's coming.
The intense anxiety, the sense of danger, it passes. But a few days later, Jenny finds herself overcome again.
It's May 3rd, 6 o'clock in the morning. I had a really bad nightmare that woke me up. I felt like I was suffocating.
Jenny's 44, and her brain thinks yesterday is now. The part that responds to danger is always revved up. And little things, like a smell or a gesture, can immediately bring back the past. That means old traumas, or the feelings associated with them, return vividly with full-fledged panic, even when she's with her wife, who she trusts more than anyone.
One time we were like playful wrestling. Everything went black. I started screaming. My hands were out in front of me, eyes closed. I was back in the past, trying to shove a person off of me that I could not shove off of me.
This happened more than once. And for Jenny's wife, Nancy Wiley, it was hard.
I would say that it hurt, you know, when something like that would happen, because I'd be like, you know, it's me. And she'd be standing there with her hands up in the air going, no, 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 don't touch me. Get away, get away. And she'd be like far, far away. But eventually I would then go into therapist mode and I'd be like, honey, it's all right. You know, we're here in our house.
In her professional life, Nancy's actually a trauma therapist. But at home, she's a loving partner. Keeping those roles separate has taken some navigating.
My heart breaks all the time for Jenny. It always broke for my clients, but I never knew we were going to have this in our relationship.
Jenny and Nancy live in a country clapboard house that they designed on a dead-end street next to 60 acres of wooded trails. They painted it a color they call lesbian lavender. For a while, everything seemed fine.
And then just like that, the flashbacks started. Flashbacks during the day, flashbacks in the evening, nightmares all night.
Nightmares of being crushed, of being choked, of being sexually assaulted. Just trying to get away, get away, get away, get away, get away, and not ever being able to get away.
Not everyone who experiences trauma winds up with PTSD, but those who do undergo pretty dramatic brain changes. Stress hormones course through the body long after danger has passed. So the amygdala, which governs emotions like fear, shows up on brain scans as hyperactive. Other, more advanced parts of the brain are smaller than they should be, like the one that helps us order our memories so we can tell past from present. Jenny's PTSD is linked to sexual abuse. She says it started when she was about 4. She survived by checking out, a coping skill that robbed Jenny of lots of memories.
We had these doorknobs at my house that looked like diamonds. And I would hyper-focus on that diamond doorknob. And in each of the pieces of the diamond, I could see little pieces of myself. So then I'm completely focused on this fractured me. There were just times when I would just go completely black.
Jenny says she always struggled with anxiety and depression, but she functioned well. She raised a daughter. She loved her job as library director for the Cape Cod village of Kituit. But after a difficult series of miscarriages a few years ago, she said, her coping skills just stopped working. One Thursday in May 2016, it got to be too much.
I wanted to be dead, and I had been hearing a voice that kept saying my name over and over. That day, it was a white extension cord, and I was walking out to the backyard, the tree out there, when I noticed where I was, and I knew then what I was headed to do.
She just walked straight in and straight to my office. She didn't say, hi, how you doing, nothing. She said, I'm going to kill myself today, and I need you to do something. And I said, okay, I will. She was just balled up and terrified of the world, and it was really heartbreaking.
Nancy found inpatient trauma treatment for Jenny in Arizona. There, she learned that she had PTSD, how it had morphed her brain, and what she could do to try to change it again for the better. She takes medication and sees an old-school psychoanalyst. She's also turned to therapies that help her smell, hear, and see what's around her now.
It's May 3rd, 6:30. I'm getting ready to do some grounding yoga. There's one bird. It keeps sounding like it's saying, yoo-hoo, yoo-hoo. It's a little bit like that little piece of me that knows how to make myself feel better for the rest of the day.
After a month in Arizona, Jenny returned to Cape Cod. She felt like she'd spent a lifetime faking it. She was ready to find her true self. She took her first trip abroad to India with a good friend. They started a travel blog. Jenny's written two children's books, and she quit her job at the library, all to focus on getting better. This is Monday Therapy with a trauma specialist. She helps the adult Jenny, the one who's no longer in danger, keep a toehold in the present while processing the past. That pulsing wave machine, that's so no one outside the room can hear.
I'm little because I have on one of those sundresses that have the little matching bloomers.
What does she believe her value is?
Nothing. She doesn't believe she's alive.
Her eyes look dead.
You want to hold the buzzers?
The buzzers. Those are for eye movement desensitization and reprocessing, or EMDR. Jenny takes one in each hand. They buzz. Left, right. Left, right. That activates both sides of her brain and somehow helps her take old memories and move them into the past. She does it by changing her story. That little girl with the dead eyes, Jenny's about to put her somewhere safe.
She's on a swing set. In a backyard. Mm-hmm. Just swinging. The rocking helps. The rocking helps. That's why I rock.
The therapist suggests they leave that vision of the little girl safe on her swing. So eventually, she and the adult Jenny, the one who's no longer under threat, can integrate and become one.
Where's that?
Oh, that's nice.
2.5 hours from here.
Oh, that's close, too.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice.
Yeah,
back home, Nancy and Jenny sit together on the sofa and look at property online. Nancy's trying to take better care of herself now, too, so they're both kind of in sync.
That's not bad, right?
They're thinking of scaling down one day, buying some land in western Massachusetts, building a cabin, and raising some chickens.
Yeah. 7 acres.
Oh, man, we could do a lot in 7 acres.
19,000.
Jenny's been having fewer flashbacks. She's hopeful, but she knows she has to work hard to manage her symptoms every day.
Today is May 8th, so I'm gonna read this mantra.
She still has to constantly tell her brain,
I'm centered,
and body,
I'm grounded,
that the fierce sense of danger is yesterday's news.
I am safe.
In Barnstable, Massachusetts, I'm Lee Romney.
We'll post a link with more information about PTS and treatments at our website, capeandislands.org. I'm Indy Todd. Thanks for listening.